goy. The goy's less a tavach. It could be what? It could be the goy. He'll go to the butcher and just grab the meat, and he'll keep your money, like he'll steal for you. So kids, you shouldn't give the money to a goy to buy meat. He'll just steal it for you and keep the money. Also, you have to be afraid that it's a goy going down to the store, so maybe the butcher thinks, listen, the goy is buying meat now, give him the bales of treifas. So kids, a Jew should not buy meat through a goy. What we just said before, if he's sending this meat to a goy, you're allowed to send them a thigh, whether it's complete or whether it's cut up. Is they insert little amount of gironosha. You don't take out from the gironosha. So now again, but this is not like the Mishnah. But the Mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Mokim Shemach reason and the place that they do make announcements that treifas was sold today. So therefore, if there's no announcement today, even a Jew could buy off a goy, is so chatucha mayasov little men of gironosha. How can you sell a cut up thigh to a goy? Let's be afraid, maybe a Jew will buy it back from him and they'll think the gironosha was taken out. So Mara says, no, kivun le'achris, and this is the question, like, kivun le'achris, that since they didn't make any announcements today, so the Jews will think there's no treifas, they'll come to buy it off the goy, and let's be afraid that they'll think the gironosha was taken out. So again, we're talking about a place where they make announcements. El l'pshita b'shur, we're talking about a makom shemach reason, in a place where they don't make any announcements. If so, therefore, no Jew buys meat off a goy there. But you have to be afraid, maybe it's a treifa. So that's why you could sell the meat to a goy, whether it's a shlein, whether it's a chatucha. Okay. Now, even with Tziyos, what does the middle case say? It says, "Mufnei shnei dvarim," because of two reasons. Omer was said, "A merchem nevelos a treifas a gechovim," that a Jew is not allowed to sell a nevel or a treifa to a goy. Echad mufnei shemateyu. First of all, you're jipping him, you're fooling him. The echad shemiyaser and chenul Yisrael. Maybe the goy will sell this nevel or treifa back to a Jew, to another Jew. The question is why? Vi b'mokim shemachriz. We're talking about in the place that they don't make these announcements. So therefore, a Jew is not allowed to buy the meat off a goy. Holo yoslam ezvim minei. No Jew will come back and buy meat off a goy. So why do you say it's also should be muta? Say al lepshita for sure. The middle case is talking about the mokim shemach reason in a place that they do make announcements if they gave a treif in the marketplace. So therefore, you allow a Jew could buy the meat off a goy. Therefore, a Jew should not sell to the goy in the veils of treifas. A mistake was the last case. Say. A Jew should not give money to a goy and tell him, "Kasli b'din zebosa, go out and buy me a dollar's worth of meat." Because of two reasons. Echad, one of the v'nei, we have to be afraid maybe the goy will start and steal the meat and keep the money. Maybe you'll buy for you in the veil of treifa. Now the question is why? If it's a place that they make announcements, so manashach. If there would have been a treifa today in the marketplace, they would have made announcements. And since there was no announcement today, so the day where there's no announcement, you should be allowed to send money to a guy to buy meat, because then there's no treifas in the marketplace. So why does it say it's always also? The safe is talking about a place where they don't make announcements. And therefore you have to be afraid that there are treifas in the marketplace. Therefore you can't have a guy buy meat for you. So it comes out, Reisha v'seifa v'mokim shemach reason. The first and last case of the price is the place where they don't announce when they have treifas in the marketplace. Therefore, no Jew buys meat off a goy. Mitziyosa the middle case of v'mokim shemach reason, the place where they do make announcements. It's bisamadna. Some Rabbi says yes. In yes, you have to answer this way. That Reisha v'seifa v'mokim shemach reason and Mitziyosa v'mokim shemach reason, yes, you have to answer that way. Rava says no. Rava Amar kula b'makim shemach reason. Rava says the whole price is talking about places where they do make announcements, and therefore a Jew is allowed to buy the meat off a goy. Therefore, Reisha v'seifa shechrizu. The Reisha is the only place where they did make an announcement. So you know there's treifas there. That's why you can't send money, or that's why you can't send it. Reisha v'seifa shechrizu. See if that's why the Reisha says. So again, Rava says, "Kula b'makom shemach reason." Reisha v'seif shemach reason. They made an announcement today. Therefore, no Jew would buy off a guy. Mitzvah in the middle case is doshleich reason. They didn't make any announcements. So therefore, a Jew would buy it off a guy. Ravashi yomano kula b'makom shemach reason. Though Bryce, I'm on a place we don't make announcements. Mitzvah Solos Gzeiro Shem Yemachrenu Lufnei Yisrael. That the reason why the Mitzvah, the middle case, says you not sell treifus to a goy, because we're afraid maybe you sell in front of another Jew, and then that Jew will come and buy it off the goy. Now the Gemara says, Heichemach reason. How do we make these announcements? Somer of Yitzchak by Yosef, Nofal Bisrul of Nechayla. We just say that meat fell to the army. That's the way we announce it, as if to say there was a treifah there today. Fred Gemara want to say clearly, V'leim Nofal Treifus of Nechayla. Want to say that a treifah came to the army men, meaning to say, Pasha, there was a treifah today. Gemara says, then no, Lelasvin, then the grain won't even buy it either. For the Gemara saw welcome at Toilei, were fooling the goyim then. Like this, and if there was a trade for the goyim, wouldn't buy it. So now that we don't save the trade, we just save a selling to the army, but they think they're buying a shlema. So the Chur, it's Gnevas Das. Samar says, no. In the Hudu Kotor Nafshayu, they're fooling themselves. Like, we're not telling them. We didn't tell them we're selling them a behema of a shchuta. We're just saying, we're selling meat today. So since we didn't say it was a shchuta, just they take it on themselves, that there is no Issa Gneivas Das. But if we do something to cause them to think that way, then there would be an Issa Gneivas Das. But if we just act normal and they think differently, then you don't have to tell them. Kihor, example is this, Kihor, the Mazutra bread of Nachman. Have we caused all Misichu Levei Mechuzah, going from this place, Misichu Levei Mechuzah. Rover or Safra, have we koi, Kaosli Misichra. They will come into Sichra. So Pogi Adoli, they met together. Whosoever he thought, you know what he's doing here, liap yudia korsoi. So here the case was that Mazutran of Nachman, they were going from Sichra by Mechuza. Now Rover of Safra, they were coming into to Sichra. So Rover of Safra thought that Rav Nachman came out to greet them. Yeah. So Amalu, Lomalu Rabon Latruche, the Yosik Liyai. So he said, Hakami came out to greet me, what do you have to come out for? Omalay Rasaf said back, no, Anan Le Heavy Adinan the Kosti Mar, we didn't know you were coming. And the Heavy Adinan, we would have known, Tzveyev Tachinu, we would have been Matriach Asaf more. So Omalay Rova, my time, Amrit Le Hachayat, why do you have to say this for? The Achlish Le Baiti, you made him feel good. You made him feel bad, you know, you shouldn't have said this. Like he thought you came out to greet him. Okay, be quiet, let him think that way. Omalay said, no, I had to speak this out. For Komitoyin Le. Because I'm misleading him. That's the Gnevas Das. So he says, no. This would have been Mutter. He made the mistake himself. Whereas you were going out of the city. And the other Talmud Chacham was coming in. So you didn't go to make him fool him. You were going on a road. Just he himself thought that you're coming to visit him. So you come to greet him. So that's called he made the mistake himself. So in such a case, you don't have to rectify it. You don't have to tell him no. You let it leave it the way it is. So that this case would be mutter. So if we do an action deliberately to fool the person, then it's awesome. Yes, here it's called Yehuda Kotevut Kornav Shoy. He made the mistake himself. Yeah. So in the case where he makes the mistake himself, their tactic is no halacha of Gneivas Das. But I call upon him, that's the halacha that Gneivas Das is also not to fool somebody and make him think you're doing a favor for him and really you're not. And even though it's a goy, there's an Issa Gneivas Das. But again, only if you do something special that you cause them to think that way. But if on their own, you're doing something normal, and on their own, they just misinterpret it, and think you're doing something good for them, that's called Il Diyasa Nasha, like they themselves made their own mistake, then you have no chiyah to tell him, Then you don't have the chiyah to notify him. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on, we'll do the next daf on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, then we'll start the other daf.